Hello there, my name is Christian and I'm coming from National Opinion Surveys. I am not sending anything, I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, the internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you for your answer, sir. We really appreciate your participation. Let's see here. Are you 18 years or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. What are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
No, I'll definitely vote.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't mind me asking, sir, what is your age?
75.
Thank you, sir. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
Caucasian, about it.
Thank you, sir. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated, to vote this year, and a 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote.
Well, it's a 10.
Thank you, sir.
Going to vote. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. Okay?
There's probably some I don't even know who they are.
there's only four of them, okay? First one is Joe Biden as president.
I hope he's not our next president. Let's put it that way.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Marcy Kamter as a congresswoman.
Well, I've kind of got mixed feelings about her. I'm not real sure. I can't say yes or no on her.
Okay, thank you. How about Sherrod Brown as senator?
Well, he's got pretty good remarks from what I understand, so I'm kind of siding with him at the moment.
Okay, thank you, sir. And Donald Trump as former president.
Well, that's my man.
Okay,
I'm
thank you, sir.
I'm voting for him 100%, yep.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that, okay?
Yep, no problem.
All right. So, let's see here. Democrats in Congress.
Well, what about them?
Do you have
a favorable?
Would you say somewhat or very?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about Marcy Kamter again? Or you don't know
her?
Well,
like I said, I'm not quite sure where I stand with her yet.
Okay, thank you. What about Republicans in Congress?
Well, I'd like to see more of them getting a little more active.
So do you have a favorable?
Yes, favorable, yeah.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Derek Murren.
Yeah, like I say, he's got some pretty good points from what I've seen so far. I'm favorable to him.
Okay, and this is the last one, and it's an institution, First Energy.
Well, I'm not real fond of them. I think we've got one of the highest rates in the country with them. I'm not real pleased with them. Unfortunately, I have to buy my power from them just like everybody else, though.
So would you say very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Yeah, I'd say very unfavorable. I think they could do better.
Thank you, sir. If the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat or Republicans? The Democrat or the Republican?
A Republican.
Thank you. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you – well, you already said it, so I'm going to mark it down here.
Yeah.
And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Bernie Moreno.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kamptor or Republican Derek Martin?
Probably Derek Martin.
Thank you. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kamptor, or would you say there is no chance you would consider voting for?
Slim. I used to vote a split ticket. You know, I tried to pick the person I thought was best. I didn't care what, you know, party they were with. But the way things are going here, I'm just basically going straight, you know, Republican.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And now I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kamptor. Marcy Kamptor is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kamptor, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does that make a difference?
No, I'd say very likely. Like I said, there ought to be term limits on any, you know, office like that, I think.
So that statement made you more likely to vote for her or less likely to vote for her?
Less likely.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Martin. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or it makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or you don't think it's true, please say so. Okay? So the first statement says, In the state legislature, Derek Martin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Martin would stand with those who voted to gut the Social Security and Medicare, and would raise the retirement age. Does that make you much less likely to vote for him? Somewhat less likely? No difference?
I'd say somewhat likely, yeah.
Okay, thank you. This is the next statement. As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Martin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water, so he and his cronies would save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas.
Well, I don't like that a bit, but...
So your choices are much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, not sure.
Probably more likely, I'd say.
Okay, thank you. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs and accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Martin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic distress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Martin even voted no on that.
Well, it doesn't sound very good. Yeah, I don't like that a bit either.
Okay. So that will make you somewhat less likely to vote for him, huh?
Yes.
Okay. In the state legislature, Derek Martin sought extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth to that statement.
So you
I figure, like I said, I'm against that, definitely, but like I said, you know, I'm not going to vote for a Democrat over that. I'm not going to do a split ticket. I just won't vote at all on that, if that's the case.
Okay.
I left blank spaces before, and I can do it again.
Thank you, sir. Next question. Based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin? Would you still vote for Marin?
Well, you got me thinking about it now. It's right on the edge right now. I don't know.
But you said you still vote for him, right?
Pardon?
Didn't you say you still vote for him because he's a Republican?
Well, it depends how far gone he is. If he's that bad, I might just skip the whole thing on that one. You know, I've left plenty of spots before, you know, didn't vote for either side.
Okay.
That's where they ought to have write-in tickets on those, you know, ballots.
Yeah. Okay, next question. Sometimes, over the course of a survey, people have changed their minds, so I'll ask again. If the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Marin?
Well, I probably wouldn't vote at all unless something changes radically between the two of them.
Okay, so now you're going to think about it.
Well, I'll give it some thought. You know, I got some time.
Yeah. Yeah. But you are leaning towards him, right? Towards Derek Marin.
Well, I'd like to stay strictly Republican. Yes, I'd like to, but I'm not going to vote for somebody that's, you know, totally against everything that I want.
Yes, exactly.
Or I think should be.
Exactly. Well, these last questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12th grade, I graduated from high school. That was it.
Okay, thank you, sir. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent?
Pretty much independent.
Okay.
I lean towards the Republicans, though, at this point. Our family, all of us, used to be Democrats, and it's just gone nowhere for the last 20 years.
Okay. Thank you, sir. How important is politics to your personal identity? Is it very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important?
I'd say it's very important. You know, I was pretty lackadaisical about the whole deal years ago. I didn't vote till I was probably close to 30 years old. You know, it didn't really affect me one way or the other till you start listening to all the issues. And, you know,
okay. That's
half the problem with our country. You know, people just, you know, that's okay with us. You know, that's the way it, that's why it's gotten worse. That's my opinion.
Okay. Thank you. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sir, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, okay? We really appreciate it. Have a nice night.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.